listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Let's follow up on what we talked about yesterday. Yesterday, we talked about the choice between two visions. Here, we're going to back up a couple of verses and talk about the choice between two treasures. And I'm going to read to you from what Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 21, where we read this. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. In this great sermon, perhaps the most excellent sermon ever preached, Jesus now focused his attention on the place of material things in a disciple's life. He began by saying, do not lay up for yourselves treasure on earth. The ancient Greek text of the New Testament here more literally says, do not treasure for yourselves treasures on the earth. The idea is that earthly treasure is temporary and fading away. It's where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But heavenly treasure is secure. The problem is not that earthly treasures are evil in themselves, but they are of no ultimate value. Now, if this is the case, then it's wrong for the disciple of Jesus to dedicate their life to continually expanding their earthly treasures. Instead, we should lay up for yourselves treasure on earth. We need to avoid that. It's because when we do that, it's also to doom ourselves to a life of frustration and emptiness. We typically think that we would have to double our income in order to find the good life. They do survey after survey. They ask people, how much money do you need more to have the good life? And almost always people double their present income. But you see, regarding material things, the secret to happiness is not in having more, but in having contentment. The Apostle Paul had the right idea in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6. He said, now godliness with contentment is great gain. Yet notice what Jesus said here in Matthew 6. He didn't say that it was wrong to have earthly treasures, but he did say that it was wrong to lay up such treasure for yourself. Whatever we have, we must hold as stewards or managers, understanding that it all belongs to God and not to ourselves. Then Jesus spoke and said it in the positive. He said, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. You see, in contrast to treasure on earth, heavenly treasures are everlasting and incorruptible. Treasures in heaven give enjoyment now in the contentment and sense of well-being that comes from being a giver, but their ultimate pleasure comes on the other side of eternity. Think for a moment about the pharaohs of Egypt. They were buried with gold and treasures to take into the afterlife, but they left it all behind for the archaeologists to find. Even further, though gold is a precious thing on earth, God uses gold to pave the streets of heaven. You see, our material treasures will not pass from this life to the next. But the good that has been done for God's kingdom through the use of our treasure lasts for eternity. And the work that God does in us through faithful giving will last for eternity. Keeping the eternal view is essential in avoiding materialism. As Jesus added in the section, he said, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Mishandled earthly treasure can keep us from heaven, but if it's handled correctly, earthly treasure is used to store up heavenly treasure. So let me ask you this question. How is your heavenly bank account? Make sure that you're storing up treasure in heaven.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.